What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pete Davidson is back. 20 pounds heavier, off drugs, single, almost tattoo less now.
Tattoo free, baby.
He's had 200 tattoos removed from his body.
He had some of the dumbest tattoos.
Single and ready to mingle, huh?
They were dumb. He is also raring to go for a nostalgic high wire Saturday Night Live weekend. But he admits that when he recently watched his audition tape for the show, filmed 11 years ago in 2014 when he was just 20 years old and wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt from Target, he cried. And the reason we bring this up is because this weekend is literally Saturday Night Live weekend.
Yes.
They're doing the concert tonight. I don't know what they're doing tomorrow night, unless it's a rerun of what they're doing on Peacock tonight, but it is not a new Saturday Night Live tomorrow night.
I believe tomorrow night is the televised airing of tonight's
live
3-hour
concert. Right. And then Sunday from 7 to 10, there's even a red carpet. I think there's a red carpet from, like, it's legit. They're doing a red carpet from, like, 6 to 7, and then the show itself.
If it's anything like what they put together for the 40th, it's going to be massive.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. Tonight doesn't do anything for me. There's barely an artist on that list I care about.
Other than the B-52s,
I was going to say, the B's are there.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny, but I have it on good authority that the B's are coming on about 45 minutes into the show.
They're going to do Rock Lobster?
I don't know. That I don't know. And I specifically asked what song they were playing, and I didn't get a response.
But I would think that would be it, because it's the nostalgic reason that they're there.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
But Michael, I know that you love the B-52s like I love Thin Lizzy.
Everyone loves the B-52s, Scott. It's not just me.
Being put on the list at 45 minutes after the show starts is not a compliment. That means you're the second opener.
No.
Or third opener.
No, it might be.
On a 20-band list.
Hey, it might be chronological. You never know.
That would make more sense if it were chronological. And then they're going to end with Chapel Roan.
Like in the order that they appeared on the show?
Of course.
Might have to watch to see what they do.
I have goosebumps about Chapel Roan, not Chappelle Roan.
But back to Pete Davidson for a second.
Did he say why he cried?
I mean, he did draw
a conclusion.
He says, "The innocence in my eyes made me so sad. Showbiz is so tough, and I don't know, and I didn't know how tough it was. I picked the wrong business to have a mental illness and get into. I'm one of the most insecure and sad people ever, and I picked the most insecure, sad business to go into."
Isn't that kind of consistent with the industry, though?
Yeah.
You mean like just the public entertainment industry?
Yeah, I mean, you get into Robin Williams always talked about it. You get into entertainment because you feel so empty that you feel some sort of satisfaction when you bring the laugh out of somebody else.
There isn't a person on this show other than Dan that doesn't have an issue.
Well.
Hey, Pete Davidson, if I'm not mistaken, his dad passed away in 9/11.
He did. He was a firefighter.
Yep.
He goes on to say, "Everyone was 10-plus years older than me, and I had a hard time fitting in. No one was mean, but there was an age difference. They were getting married, having kids, and I was like, do you guys want to come over and play video games?"
He went to rehab several times. Or I should say rehab. I know that he had several mental health lapses during his stint on the show. but always rallied. So I can't wait to see him perform this weekend.
He had a whirlwind engagement to Ariana Grande that lasted 4 months.
They got engaged after only dating for 1 month.
That's longer than some marriages on this show.
We're not setting the standard. At least I hope not.
I mean, that's what they're saying up there in New York. Well, at least it was longer than Scott Parks.
Scott Park.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Happened? You didn't hear about my Valentine that I got from the big boss downstairs?
No. Yeah. What happened?
It's a little heart. See, a little heart card. Nice.
Very sweet.
It's very nice. And just says, there's no topping you. And it says 2:: and a line to draw a name on it. Scott Park.
Well, maybe it was meant for somebody else.
This is hurtful.
You are. Talk about insecure.
Why do you think I'm in this business?
Somebody please love me.
If you weren't doing this.
Pay attention to me. Look at me.
Pay attention to me.
You know, I've given Pete Davidson a lot of grief, but
he has
come a long way, and, you know. I feel his pain.
Well, he started out so young. He was young. How old was he?
He was 20.
On SNL? Yeah. 20, yeah. Not everybody can handle that. And he already had some, quote unquote, issues.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a superstar. And there you go. The tale as old as time.
There is nobody more neurotic and often depressed as stand-up comedians. I mean, it is happy clown on stage, sad clown off stage.
Well, and back to Sam's point, Robin Williams used to say his therapy was being on stage, even though he was manic depressive, to be on stage and looking at other people laugh, that was his therapy. And for a lot of people who suffer from depression, you know, there's a reason that they gravitate to the entertainment business. The mentally ill, the chronically depressed, people who think they're not worth anything. I mean, I've had those episodes in my life. My God.
I've never had those thoughts. What do you?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Okay. True story. Be honest.
Every night.
When people recognize you via your voice, when they're like, are you Scott Parks?
Happened last night.
Okay. Do you feel an obligation to be Jazz Hands Spirit Fingers? Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
No. Last night I was walking into a store and there was a couple walking out, older couple, and my dad would literally strike me down with lightning if I walked in before a woman or didn't hold the door open for a woman when I saw her coming the opposite direction. So I open the door and I'm walking into the store and I look up and I see this couple, older, probably in their mid-60s. And I pull back out from the door and I hold the door open for her and her husband. And she says, thank you very much. And I said, you're more than welcome. And I start walking in and I notice that she stops and she's looking at me. And she goes, I know that voice. Where do I know it from? And I said, well, I don't know. And she goes, I know exactly who you are. And I kind of chuckled. She goes, and I know that laugh. She goes, it's very nice to meet you. And I said, it's very nice to meet you. And I wish you nothing but a happy Valentine's Day.
Did she say, it's nice to meet you, Chris Katz?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
She said, it's so nice to meet you.
Scott Park.
Dan W. Scott Park.
It's nice to meet Scott Park, everyone.
We do have a Scott Park in Kansas City.
We do?
A park. With the name Scott, yes.
Scott Park, yes, yeah. I know. I'm aware.
Now, the only time that I have been, like, totally chagrined is one time I was at the airport, and I was having what I thought was a private conversation with someone on the phone, and it was F-bomb. I mean, I was just dry. I was in a mood. And
Michael!
I know! And, I am not by anyone, and this guy walked up to me, and he goes, I couldn't help but over here. And I was like, you were purposefully listening because you had to go out of here. He's like, are you Michael Mackey? And I died a little bit inside and wanted to say no because of the, I knew exactly what he had heard out of my mouth, which was a filthy tirade.
What were you so angry about?
I don't remember.
It was, maybe somebody called you Michael Mack on a Valentine's Day card.
Or Mike Mackey. Oh God. Anyway,
the return
how often
of the
do
Mac?
You get recognized, Dan?
I'm sorry?
How often do you get recognized by your voice?
Why do we
Every
care?
Every now and then.
What? Now and then? Me too?
Yeah, now and then. And my face.
It's flattering, but that's not why I do it.
Yeah. It's typically, you know, when I'm searching for, you know, some anti-itch cream in the store, and they're like, hey, aren't you? I'm
some,
like, yes.
Some of the it itches down there cream?
Boy, it itches down there.
913-586-7798.
Good Lord.